Well, one of the big ethical questions that floats around is, should you be able to choose if you're having a boy or a girl? You know, maybe parents have had a few girls and they want a boy, or the other way around. Maybe there are some circumstances where it should be something that the parents have the option to do. The Peak Medical Body has decided at the moment, well, maybe not is the way to go. However, the guys and girls from the National Health and Medical Research Council, they've said no, left leaving the door open for some future changes. But the Australian Health Ethics Committee, they've recommended that it be considered under certain circumstances. Rather, to find out what that may look like, from the Australian Head of Ethics Committee. In fact, the head of that organisation, Professor Ian Olver, joins us this morning. Good morning, Ian. Do you think parents should be allowed to choose the sex of their child?
Well, good morning. What we decided was that it may not be unethical to do that in certain circumstances. We don't want to support any sort of sex discrimination, but if somebody's had two children and they desperately desire to have the experience of parenting both a boy and a girl, then it may be okay to allow them in the art process to select the sex of their child. However, the reason it didn't get up this time really is that we went out to public consultation twice and there were, you know, equal arguments on both sides. So we didn't think that socially or politically they were ready for that change yet, but we wanted to move the debate along a bit.
Now, that is one of the main arguments for is, you know, you may have had two or three girls, you want a boy, or the other way around. What are some of the main arguments holding up a move in this area, Ian?
Oh, look, people strongly believe that we shouldn't sort of fiddle with these things. I mean, some of the arguments have been that it may lead to selecting other things. We don't actually support that because we... The technology, if you like, for being able to select the gender of a child is quite different from the technology of being able to select other things like eye colour or height or whatever.
Yeah, that would be taking it to a whole new realm, I would imagine, if we're getting down to those finer points.
And we don't support that. But what we found was that there are a group of people who will go to extreme lengths. They'll pay a lot of money in the United States or they'll go to unsafe places in Southeast Asia to pursue this. And the question is, well, would it be safer if they had it in Australia? On the other hand, it is a major shift for the community and we recognise that in two of the states it's actually illegal to do it. They've actually legislated against it, so we're nowhere near being able to recommend it yet. But by stimulating public debate, we hope that if there is enough public support for it, then that will influence the legislators.
Yeah, I guess the first step with any radical change, Ian, is having the debate, having the questions out there in a public forum. Do you see that there would be a time when this may be an option for parents here in Australia? Do you think it's far off or do you think it's in the distance?
Well, I think we're evolving towards it, but it's a fair way off at the moment because I think people are not quite ready to take the step. They see it as sort of interfering with the natural order of things, if you like, and they feel very uncomfortable about it. But and also, they're not sure that we'll be able to discriminate between those who are wanting sex selection after a couple of kids and those who simply want to determine, you know, have a bias towards one sex or the other.
Do you think that would be an issue, though? I mean, you...
Look, we don't want to support... we know that there are those cultural groups that prefer, say, male children and so on, and we don't want to support that sort of sex discrimination. We don't think that's ethically right. But, as I said, there's a couple of situations where people have had a couple of kids and they've just got this strong desire to parent both sexes, and that may be okay if that's the situation.
Mm. Well, it is one of those topics that goes around and around. I don't think we're going to solve it in the next couple of minutes, Ian, but thank you for sharing your thoughts on that from the point of view of being the head of the Australian Health Ethics Committee. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
It is one of those tricky ones. If you've got a thought on that, maybe you've got a strong belief one way or the other. Love to hear it on 49216 216.